group about the training that we did. So would you like to say a few words about maybe what we did, what the format was, what you liked, that sort of thing?
Yeah, sure. So basically, to the rest of the group, we had this like qualitative research thing where we were like learning how to interview people properly and like not invade their personal space and like not try and be annoying and stuff, but just like try to have a straightforward conversation with them and like, yeah, just trying to be a kind person, not getting all up in their face and like being annoying, right?
That's right. And tell them what was the format? How did we meet? How often did we meet and what were the sessions like?
Oh, the sessions were brilliant. Like, you guys didn't like ask us too many questions, but you guys didn't ask us too many little. You guys like really involved us in the like stuff, so we were more active, which I loved. I thought it was brilliant. Yeah.
Excellent. And we had quite a good example with you, didn't we, when we were talking about data protection. So we were talking about how you need to keep people's information safe. Can you remember what you had up in your in the back of your screen when we were on Zoom?
No, sorry.
Does anyone else remember?
Wasn't it like his name?
Yeah. So, do you remember on your window?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
So you had your name spelled out on your bedroom. So we were talking about how if that was kind of an interview, that would be quite a major piece of information that you were giving your name away. So that was a really good example for us to use in the session. And tell us, can you remember, while you're on, do you remember the other example where you talked about bias? Do you remember your example? And you got one of your T-shirts out of your wardrobe.
Oh yeah, it was a football thing. Because I said the referee supports, I don't know, Tottenham, it's Tottenham be Arsenal. The referee would probably root for Tottenham. So if Arsenal were to be fouled, the referee wouldn't say anything.
Yeah. So that was a really good example, wasn't it? Of this is when we were talking about bias and how the researcher needs to make sure they don't ask leading questions and that they act fairly and don't put their own thoughts into the questions. So that was a really good real life example. How about you, Walter? Would you like to say something about the training?
Yeah, I think it was very good. It was it was in a very simple format. It was easy to understand. I liked the fact that that everyone got to say something, everyone got to participate in the meetings. I was just really happy about the entirety. I think everything was really good.
And what sort of topics did we cover? Can you remember?
So we covered privacy. So it was various information and confidentiality. That was it. How you couldn't certain things. You can't share with other people. And to only keep in the interview. And then I think I don't remember the rest off the top of my head, but I do remember that confidentiality was a major one.
Yeah.
That we learned.
Really good. And Paula, anything you'd like to add?
We did lots of things. We talked about consent and what it means. We talked about open and closed questions, which a closed question would be a yes or no question, and an open question would be what are your thoughts? And we talked about different types of questions and different types of interviews and how to do that.
Yeah, that's good. And we had a go at asking each other questions, didn't we?
We asked each other like open and closed questions, and we kind of just like asked each other lots of questions, and then we tried to like add bias and stuff.
And what sort of questions did we say we more use in qualitative interviews? Open or closed questions?
Open, so like what are your thoughts and like how do you feel about that?
Yeah. And Lee, would you like to add anything about the training?
We had three meetings and one of them were over Zoom. This was best as I started at 5 p.m. on a school night, and it would have been quite hard for us to get to London on time. Two meetings lasted 1.5 hours, and the last one was 2 hours. We did some getting to know you activities in the first session. Then we did some shared agreement on the best way of working together, and always followed this. Sometimes we worked as a whole group, especially when we were learning about things. Then we went into breakout rooms to work in pairs with an adult. This was good because we worked with different people each time. I enjoyed the breakout rooms because it meant we had more room to talk. We then went back to the whole group, and this sometimes started another discussion. In some sessions, we had to complete polls and quizzes to give our opinions. And whole group discussions were also interesting because everyone could take part and it was fun. We listened carefully to each other and everybody could say what they wanted in our small group of six. A bigger group may have been more difficult to manage because we may not have been able to share our views as easily. And at first we thought the session sounded really, really long, but the time actually passed pretty quickly, and they were just about the right length. We all enjoyed the training, and I'm looking forward to do some interviews.
That's a brilliant summary. Thank you so much, Lee.